Yes, thank you for your patience and the short delay. Well, it is the time to worship, and thank you for following the announcement of our theme song to come. Now is the time to worship, and it's a worthy call. Aren't you full of praise and thanks that you are alive to hear the call and to respond? Praise God. Well, our theme today is the Lord scatters the enemy. The Lord scatters the enemy. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes plus or so. And it is a joy to join you this morning and have us go before the presence of the Lord. Have us begin our day with our thoughts elevated to the throne. And that's wonderful. That is a privilege. And so today we cannot wait to go before Him. So let us enter in, if you will. Father, we come to you today, and this has never happened before. This day has never existed before. And our lives, thankfully, are not simply routine cycles. They are adventures through Jesus Christ. You have placed us in a relationship with yourself that's ever unfolding. And it's unfolding in ways that teach us from moment to moment a little bit more about who you are and your care and love for us. We thank you, Lord, that we can have peace and we can feel safe because of the relationship we have with you, knowing that you rule from heaven on high and you know everything. And things that we do not know, cannot perceive or do not perceive, none of it is secret to you. Everything is open before your eyes. And so we have this confidence that we are fine, we are okay. Even if we feel the heat, we know that we cannot be consumed because of your care and your watch over us. This morning, Lord, I thank you for each prayer partner that is on, each person that is able to get up and dial in and connect with us so that we can leverage the power of agreement as we stand in your presence. For those who are unable, for whatever reason, to connect, Father, we pray for them that you would answer the cry of their heart. You would reassure them of your goodness and your greatness and your peace. You would watch over them. And if they're caught in the thicket, you would deliver them by your strong arm. If they're those who are traveling, looking to have a vacation, that you would continue to watch over them by your ministering angels, protecting them from all dangers, the seen dangers and the unseen dangers. Keep them surrounded by your perimeter of protection and your host of armies to defend and to keep them safe. We thank you today, Lord, that also we can have your forgiveness for our sins, for our shortcomings, for our failures, our omissions, and our commissions. We thank you today that the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, is on the altar before you. You will apply that to our lives, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You will cast all our sins and failures and weaknesses into your sea of forgetfulness. So we stand on your word with confidence, because your word is yea and amen. So we thank you today that we're seeing this day, and that together we have the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. It's June 25th or 25, and it's just wonderful to live in the presence of God. So today we're establishing and reaffirming in our own hearts and our minds that the Lord scatters the enemy. Now, David, and everyone knows, well, I would say almost everyone, I would think, knows the story of David and his meeting with the Philistine by the name of Goliath. In the day of war, there was war going on between the people of God and the Philistines. And the people of God, the armies of Israel, were frozen before the presence of a giant who was part of the Philistines' army. And David, a youngster who wasn't formerly a soldier, he took on the task because he saw that this was reprehensible, that the people of God would be frozen in the presence of the enemy, unable to move, immobilized with fear and dread. And David took on the task, and he did it in the way that God had trained him. And I share this with you as a reminder that the way we are prepared for battle and for victory in battle, and yes, we are in a war all the time, whether or not we realize it or remember it, the war is on continually. The enemy is warring against the kingdom of light. And so David took on the task, and he had faced battles before as he watched over his father's flock, his father's livestock. So they had sheep, etc. And he defended his father's flock successfully, time and time again, even as wild animals would seek to snatch one of them, lions, for example. And he fought against those enemies and overcame them. This is how he had the confidence to stand before Goliath, because the same God that defended him against the wild animals, which were much more powerful than he was, and he won every time, his confidence was at a level of total trust in the Lord one more time. And that is the thing. And sometimes we're afraid because we don't realize that the battle and winning is the norm. And we would prefer not to have to fight, to be in such a state where we're slumbered and just existing. Did you know that your resolve to live righteously draws the attention of the forces of darkness? Yes. It takes a minute for us to be able to process that, because we're thinking if we make the decision and endeavor to live righteously, we should not have to do war. Well, that is why you're going to be involved in war and warfare, because you've resolved to live righteously. That draws the attention of the forces of darkness. However, the Lord of hosts has plans for your success in every detail of your life. Because when you see the scripture refers to the Lord of hosts, it's speaking specifically that the Lord is the Lord of armies. He has superior forces under his command, and he has established a perimeter around you such that the enemy cannot breach it, cannot penetrate it without God's permission. Return to the story of Job and see that in action. So our role is to remain humble and in agreement with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We are to receive and accept his thoughts of peace and an expected end. So let your heart be encouraged today. You feel the heat? You feel the heat of battle? Don't be afraid. God has established a perimeter around you so that the enemy cannot go but so far. But you have the liberty and freedom to obtain victory over the enemy in every situation. Somehow, God reinforced that in my spirit on yesterday and today. And I thank God. My praise report is, I'm here not empty-handed. I'm here with a praise report of God's protection, his circle of fire that he will install around you. And I felt that on yesterday.
Thank you, Lord.
I felt that on yesterday, and I'm sharing that with you because that's who God is. We think that our righteousness will protect us from the battles. No, it won't. It will cause us to enter into battles. Hallelujah. It will cause you to enter into battle. Righteousness is not a feeling. It's a lifestyle of war against the flesh, against the demonic principalities, against everything that conspires against God's plan and purpose for your life. It's a war that you fight every single day. And the amazing thing is that you will find yourself having victories that there is no way in your mind after your assessment that you could have won. You know that it's God. You know for sure. And he has you walk in places that if you realize where you were and if you looked at the water like Peter did, you sink. Here Peter is walking on the water, and it was so amazing to him, he began to focus on the water instead of the one that was keeping him from sinking, and then he therefore began to sink. Yes. That's a word for somebody. I know it's a word for me, and I'm claiming it. It can be scary. No doubt. It can be scary when you realize what he just brought you through. Yeah, it can be scary. But it shows and proves his strong arm. So one of the things we want to do today is to offer prayers before the Lord that overcome every satanic and demonic conspiracy. Yes, there are conspiracies even now against you, satanic, of satanic origins, of demonic origins, that that are being put in place. It's not already in place. But you're not to fear, for he is with you. That's it. So we will use the leverage that God has given us this morning of your presence, my presence, all our presence together at one time for one purpose, and that is to loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against your life, against our lives, because we are functioning and we've resolved to live righteously before the Lord, to do what we've been doing every morning, Monday through Friday. Don't you think the enemy would like to stop that? Of course. Father, today we loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives individually, against our collective being as prayer warriors, against this program, and against anything else that we have not discerned to this point. But we loose confusion against the plot, against the strategies. We ask that you would let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness right now in the name of Jesus. Let those gathered against us be scattered. We pray that you would send out your lightning and your fire and scatter the enemy. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, according to the psalmist in chapter 55 and verse 9. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against us. We overcome every strategy of hell against our lives, against what you've provided for us. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light in the name of Jesus. We receive the plans of God for our lives, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. We are delivered from every satanic trap and plot that the enemy has created against our lives. We release the whirlwind to scatter those who would conspire against us. Let those who devise or hurt be turned back and brought to confusion in the name of Jesus. Let the nets that they have hidden as traps catch them and cause their very destruction by which they fall. We bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat, hallelujah, and Tobiah in the name of Jesus, according to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, wherein you have given us the order, the task, and the mind to rebuild. Rebuild the walls. And so we bind every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah, which has come to hinder. In the name of Jesus, we bind those spirits. Hide us from the secret counsel of the wicked, according to Psalm chapter 64 and verse 2. We thank you, Lord, that we can overcome and have overcome every dividing, demonic, confederacy. We break every demonic union against our lives, against the purposes that you have for us, and we do so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His name is above all names, and at the sound of his name, every knee must bow. Every knee must bend. Every head must bow. And we declare that in the midst of battle, in the midst of war, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for the victory that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Let the victory of the Lord and the anointing of confidence overflow you, even now. Strength has entered. Peace has replaced anxiety and fear. And your confidence today in the Lord is risen to a high degree, so that we can look the giants in the eye, and we can decree and declare with confidence in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is a space where if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can offer that as we stand before the presence of our Almighty God. You can do that. We have a prayer agenda today. And we want to pray for families today that are under attack. And these families are under attack for all manner of reasons. But the enemy's plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. His agenda today is the same as it was yesterday and the day before. Hasn't changed. And so we want to pray for families today. Think of your family. Think of a family that you may know that is going through some kind of turmoil. They are facing some kind of major challenge. The enemy has introduced chaos and confusion. We rebuke the spirit of confusion today, the spirit of chaos today. We release the peace of God that passes all understanding into the midst of your family or any other family that you're thinking of right now. Families that live next door to you, across the street from you. Families that you work with, members of those families, and so forth, are they part of your church family? Oh yes, church families are not immune. But church families have the edge. Families that are gathered with the saints and worship with the saints have the edge. because we know who the victor is, and we receive from him the victory that he has passed on to us, which makes us more than conquerors. We didn't go into the ring and defeat the enemy. He went in, and then after he defeated the enemy, he gave us the prize. And he has come that we would have life, life more abundantly. So we'll pray for families now. And while we're at it, we want to pray for marriages. I know of at least two or three that are under great stress right now. The pain that is being produced is unfathomable. The pain from separation, from broken vows, broken promises, chaos, confusion, pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross, went through much, was beaten, was spat upon, was disrespected, was betrayed, such that he knows all about that and can identify with the pain. And we pray right now, Father, for the families that are going through, that are suffering, where the enemy has injected his poison and is coursing through the relationships of these families, destroying it like the poison of a serpent, how it destroys tissue, snuffing out life eventually. We rebuke the serpent right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit, that serpent of poison and death, confusion and chaos, even now we rebuke through the blood of Jesus Christ the work of the adversary in families right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we stand as one against the adversary's plot to destroy, to consume, to devour. In the name of Jesus. And we allow, invite, and welcome the life that Christ has provided, the abundant life, life here and now, in the name of Jesus. And for those marriages, Lord, that are experiencing the poison right now, we arrest the effects of that poison. Your blood comes against it and cleans it up, nullifies it, make it void, of no effect, so that life now flows through living relationships in the name of Jesus. Relationships that were dying or already dead, you bring resurrection, you inject new life in the name of Jesus. Father, we think of, by name, we think of Yvette and her marriage. We think of Demita and her marriage. And there are many others. Father, we pray on this day that the pain would subside, that your love and grace is effective and is effectively medicating, causing the pain to subside and peace and confidence in you come in replacement in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen those marriages where there's weakness, that it injures the relationship. Strengthen them even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Amen. And amen. Somewhere right now, someone has received peace. Someone has received peace right now, because I feel the peace. I sense the peace. The pain is reduced as it goes away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How's your heart? How do you feel? Do you have a praise report or a prayer?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning, Doctor.
Yes, good morning. Welcome.
Give God thanks this morning for life and breath on this brand new day.
Amen.
Thank God for his love. I thank him for his peace. And I thank him that he is able to scatter every enemy.
Amen.
Come into my life. I thank God.
Amen.
I thank you. I thank God even this morning that he works in such an awesome and a mighty way. And he's
awesome.
A God of order. God of order. Just on last night, I was speaking with a very good friend of mine. I've known her for several years, and herself and her husband were separated. I found out last night that they actually divorced now, and we were speaking, and she was saying to me that, you know, that she don't think that they have a very good relationship now, but she's saying she doesn't think that they'll be ever able to get back together again. But I know that God is able, and like you truly prayed, even the dead relationships, God is able to renew and restore, because they have two beautiful children, and they're in a great, communication regarding the children and everything. She's saying that they have a good, communication and everything, but she doesn't think that they would be able. And in my mind, I was thinking, God is able. God is able.
Yes,
thank God for that prayer this morning. Thank God for that prayer this morning. I also have a prayer request, because on yesterday morning, on my way coming into work, as I stepped out of the subway, in more than one spot, I was seeing, people at the side of the street, homeless people. And in one case, I would like to think of them as a husband and wife, because they weren't just on the, they were asleep, but they were both hugging each other. And you don't normally see that, but all of their stuff was around them and everything. And then I walked on a little further, and I saw, other people, and I was just, my heart was just touched, especially in this summer months. It's hot outside, and, so we could just lift up the homeless in prayer this morning, pray for that the authorities also may be able to help in some way to relieve the sense of homelessness And we know that they being out there on the street without a place to live and all of that is something that is even behind that. So if you could just lift up the homeless from this morning, as it really touched my heart on yesterday morning.
Well, praise the Lord, because the next item on our list, on my prayer list, I told you I don't come empty-handed. This privilege that we have is too precious, and I want in that day to be able to look back and remember what a wonderful time we had doing the Lord's will, and that is praying back to Him what's on His heart and agreeing with Him what's on His heart. And so the next item on my prayer redemption, I don't know if someone realizes that their conversation is impinging on our program, which is being recorded and heard around the world. So I ask you would mute if you would mute your phone while you try to communicate with someone else as may be necessary. Just put your phone on mute so that your voice is not heard. Our program is recorded and archived, and so we always want to demonstrate order in what we do. As I was saying, thank you very much, whoever that was, must have incorporated, and I thank them for their cooperation. Was poverty, that was the next item on my prayer list, and I want to hear what God wants us to speak with Him about. God is trying to exercise your heart and mind. Develop your heart and mind into an instrument that He can use. And one of the most powerful things, you know, people say, you hear the cliche, prayer changes things. Well, I believe that is true, and I believe that how that is done and accomplished by God is the fact that He's able to change those who pray. That is the key. And this is not unusual for God to be totally the opposite of what we think and do things the opposite of what we think they're to do. So we're thinking somehow our prayers are going to do something to God. No, our prayers are going to do something to us. That's God's plan. It's going to bring about change in us. And so as we do this, let us not be deceived into thinking that we are prayer experts. We're learning. We are learning. How do you become a prayer expert in relationship with someone who is as almighty as He is? How do you become a prayer expert in your lifetime? One little silly few years, which is called your lifetime. No. The only thing that lifetime really demonstrates is that there is time, something called time that God created, and He has given you and I an opportunity to become. So what we're doing here, as wonderful as it is in our own eyes, and certainly He's pleased, let us remain humble, because it's an adventure that we've never been on before. And He's taken us to a place where we've never been. So there are things about this that we have to learn. So anyway, the point I was making was the next item on our list was the item of poverty on my list that I brought to the table today. And that's why I invite you to bring your list and items thereof to the table, because that's what God is wanting you and I to do. You ever been to a party where everybody brought a covered dish? And how do you feel about that person who comes empty-handed? Oh, yeah. When the agreement was, we're going to get together and everybody's going to bring a covered dish. You have an opinion about that person. You do. And one would tend to be very self-righteous about it. It was like, you know, they're selfish. They don't want to bring anything. You know. But I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm just giving you a kind of a scrawny example of what the concept is. That, you know, we bring something because God wants that. It's not for me. I don't need it. It's for the Lord. He wants that. And his heart is delighted when we please him like that. He wants us to pray back to him what's already on his heart. So there it is. We have one of our prayer partners or bring something, the homeless. And that's poverty is the next thing on our list. It's the next thing. So let us do that. We have just a matter of not too many seconds left or minutes. Let us pray that for those that are in poverty. Now, poverty can be a spirit and is a spirit most often. Father, we pray for the homeless. Those that are homeless, we don't know the reasons, and we know there are myriads of reasons why someone and how someone can be homeless. So right now, Lord, we lift up those that are on the streets, in the terminals, in the subways, in the abandoned houses, in the parks, without the protection of a permanent place of abode. And Father, you have a permanent place of abode, and here your creation does not. And we are certain it saddens your heart to see the suffering, the pain, the degradation that goes with being homeless in a society that has so much, that you have blessed so much. So right now, Lord, we rebuke the spirit of homelessness in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that spirit. We pray today, Lord, that the doors would be open, that these persons would get what is necessary, what they need.
Yes,
and it's
Lord.
The dignity of a place to call home, the dignity of not having to beg, the dignity of having a shower, a hot meal. Right now, Father, on behalf of these persons, we stand here, we lobby and intercede for them, that their need today would be met by Christ Jesus. All things are supplied. And Father, for those that are mentally suffering, mentally disabled, we pray today, Lord, that a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind would come upon them, even as their people that you sent out into the streets to reach and to touch these people. Or there are places that you have created to draw them in to your love and to your care. We thank you on this day. We put everything in your hands because we need your help. And we thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to pray today on behalf of those that are homeless in our community, in our neighborhood, in our nation, and around the world. We even think of the refugees that are escaping from the war zones for safety, children and all. We pray right now, Lord, on their behalf that your strength, the strength of your arm and the move of your hand would cause safety, peace, supply on this day. In Jesus' name, the King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this season of prayer. Thank you for stirring our hearts. Thank you for hearing. And more importantly, you promise that when we call, you will hear from heaven and you will answer. We thank you today for the answers to our prayers that are on their way even now. And we rebuke every principality that would rise up to block the answers. In Jesus' name. Okay. Let us share a benediction. I trust that we all can take a bite of it. It comes from Psalm 19 and verse 14. And it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, glory be to your name. Glory
my heart is full. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you for joining us on this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
God
yes,
bless
Lord.
You richly today.
You're worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy.
Invite someone to join us on tomorrow. This is the Maximum Radio Network, dialed into global time with Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.